Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, December 22nd. And it's getting down to it. We're getting ready. I'm very excited. I have my assignment for Christmas Eve, Mark, was a great one. You love when you get this assignment. It's like the equivalent of when I was a kid and my mother would say, volunteer to bring paper plates so I don't have to bring anything and do anything. I got the assignment of bring a couple of bottles of great wine. I mean, that's the best assignment ever, isn't it? I think probably two red and one white. I know this crowd, and I may even bring a bottle of scotch because I got someone gifted us a beautiful bottle of Macallan scotch. I like the Macallan. I like it. And you know what else I like? I have this other one that I think you should try called Tomatin. That's a good one. Maybe I'll bring that to lunch when I see you later today. All right. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. It essentially is a program that intends to help people take the next best step in their financial journey. For some of you, you hear these stories. I know it's freaky. It may seem crazy, like, wow, this person has millions of dollars. I don't have that. I don't want you to judge it. I know it's easy to do so. You know, when we talk to someone who lives in a high-cost area like New York or the Bay Area or Washington, D.C., it's very different. You know, sometimes we find that people who make a good amount of money, not crazy money, saves a lot from when they were younger, and all of a sudden it has accumulated. So you also have to be careful not to conflate someone's situation at age 60 with where you are at age 35. So that's all I say. Just kind of know that going in. So today we are going to talk. It's a very Northeastern kind of week. We started with Steve in Boston. Then it was Laura in New York. And today we've got John in New Jersey. Hey, John, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you, Jill. I'm fine.
What's going on? How can we help you?
So I took a retirement plan a few months ago, and I just want to make sure my numbers were correct, even though it's kind of too late already.
Well, too late to cancel, as we used to say on the floor of the exchange. But okay. Yeah. So, John, how old are you?
I'm 57. My wife is 57 as well.
Okay. So you took an early retirement. What did that mean? Like, what were you earning back then?
Like 170K.
Okay. And what did they offer you to get out?
Probably about 100.
And is there a pension involved in this job?
I do have a pension. Starts whenever I want, but pretty going to turn it on at about 60 years old.
Okay. And how much will that be, John?
$2,498.
I'm going to call it 2,500. Do you mind?
Okay. All right. And it goes up like $50 every year I wait.
Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. That's interesting. So, and you're going to probably do that. You said it's 60?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your wife still working?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And how much does she earn?
85 plus a bonus.
Okay. How much is the bonus usually?
Around 35.
How much do you guys think you need to live on?
We live on about 10,000 a month, 9,000 a month, something around there.
See, this is one of those things where Mark and I were just talking about this, that in certain parts of the country, it seems probably crazy to think $10,000 a month, a lot of money, but you live in a high cost area and you live in a high cost state with a big tax implication. Tell us about your living situation. How much is your house worth?
$650,000.
Any mortgage remaining?
About 4 or 5 months left.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. How's that feel?
Awesome.
That's good. And you're going to stick around in this area, or are you going to move, or what do you think?
I would like to move. The wife wants to stay, see where the kids end up.
Where are you going, Big Shot?
I would like to go to somewhere a little warmer.
It's very warm today. I'm talking to you on a day when in the Northeast it's quite warm. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking February's around the corner. Yeah. Okay, so let's go through your current savings. So we know that you need $10,000 a month. We know that of that, you'll have $2,500 a month from your pension. Oh, what will your Social Security benefit be?
$3,760.
Okay. And what about your wife?
At 62, she'll probably take hers. It's about $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And then when I turn mine on, she'll get half of mine.
Okay. I got it. So it seems to me that you got a good chunk of the way there between Social Security and pension. Was that part of the way that you figured it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. That seems reasonable. It's not like that's not a bad choice. So let's say that the pre-tax, at least between the pension and the Social Security, is probably about $7,000 a month pre-tax that you have coming in. Now, let's talk about the savings part. What have you guys accumulated in addition to that paid for house very soon to be paid for house?
Okay. 401 is $2.1 million. Mm-hmm. Roth 401k, about $100. I got a brokerage account where it's $65. And I got some cash, $132.
Okay. You got some kids?
I have three. One is gone. One is about to leave. And one is in higher education.
I don't know how to read that. mean that person is working in higher education, or that is somebody who's in grad school?
She's in grad school.
Okay. And will she pay for herself? Like, tell me, like,
yeah,
what do you
think?
Yeah,
that's the plan, is that she's paying for herself.
Okay.
But mom and dad are helping her a little bit here and there.
Okay. When you think about it going forward, though, anyone else that's relying on you for income, parents?
We have a parent that lives with us, but just the basic needs.
All right. So when you gave me the $10,000 a month for expenses, you were including a little kid stuff, a little parent stuff, a little this, a little that, right?
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. So what about you? Are you doing anything? You're 57 years old. We're about the same age. Are you really retired, or are you doing some part-time stuff? No. Are you doing anything else?
I have a couple of part-time gigs.
Really?
Stuff that I enjoy to do. Yeah.
Like what? Tell us something fun that I can look forward to.
I'm a referee.
I used to do that when I was in high school. Those parents are nuts.
I'm a pretty big guy. They don't bother me.
Okay. How much do you make from being a referee?
Probably 10 to 15, depending on how much I want to work.
Okay. And what about the other job?
Transportation. I'm kind of just getting involved in that. So I think I'll make about 12.
Okay. So it's fair to say that about $20,000 a year right now, right?
Yeah.
How much longer do you think your wife's going to work?
I hope till 65, but she wants to get out at 60.
Oh, look at you, you big shot. Oh, you get to retire when you're 57, but she's got to retire when she's 65.
60's the plan.
All right, 60's the plan. How about healthcare? What are you going to get for that?
The wife and daughter, my wife takes care of in her health plan. And I was lucky enough to get a plan through work. I was able to keep my medical. It cost me $450 a month.
Oh my God, that's sweet. So what happens when your wife is 60 and she retires? Will she be able to go on your plan from work, or do we have to pay for her separately?
No, she's going to go on my plan, but the cost goes up to $1,400.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? That's the cost, right?
Yep.
All right. And do you think your wife would work part-time during, from, let's call it 60 to 70? Or not?
She'll definitely work at something. I don't know if she'll get to 70, maybe 65.
Okay. Right now, when she is contributing to retirement in her plan, is she using a Roth, or is she using a traditional plan?
She's using Roth.
Okay, great. Do you feel like you guys can live pretty well? I mean, it's not 100%, but are you doing okay between her income and her bonus and your little extra money? Can you live on that, or you need to pull a little extra money out?
We'll probably pull a little extra money out.
Maybe like 10 or 20 grand a year?
I was thinking a little more than that.
How much?
Like 80.
80? What are you talking about? You just told me you have expenses of 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? I just have, wait a second. You're screwing with me, man. I'll tell you that right now. I just did the math here. Let's do the math. Mark, do you have your handy dandy calculator ready for this? Here we go. Let's do a 85 plus 35 plus 20. That just seems like 140. And then out of that, let's take 25 because she's probably maxing her retirement account. So let's even say you got 100 coming in right now. You pay some taxes on it. Tell me where the extra 80, what's the 80 part of that?
I was figuring to keep the same lifestyle that we have now. It's just to take whatever my salary was before.
No. Because then you're going to pull too much money out of your investments too early. You're too young to do that. So here's what I think. You got 130 grand in cash, right?
Yes.
You've got this $2.1 million in your 401k. You've got the brokerage. You've got the Roth. So ideally, what you're going to do is, you know, your income is lower. You need to pull money somewhere. I mean, there's a couple of choices. You could conceivably, you know, when you turn 59 and a half, start pulling money out of the 401k. No problem with doing that, by the way, and pay the tax that's due. You're in a lower bracket at the time and start pulling money out. But I don't think it's wise to take much more, considering what you've just told me, than, I don't know, 40, 50 grand a year out of your pot of money. And by the way, I'm not so sure your wife has to put money into her retirement account at this point. I'm almost considering just like using that money to live on rather than, you know, you can pay the tax that's due. You're not in a high tax bracket anymore. You're really not. And you can delay taking the pension, or you can take the pension, you know, like you said, at age 60. But until that time, I wouldn't start plowing through this money. Now, this changes with one big idea. You ready?
Yep.
If you sold the house and you move to somewhere cheaper, you can do more than the 40 or 50. You really could. You're young, man. I mean, I consider myself young. We're about the same age. And you got a long life ahead of you. You're going to have great income. There's no doubt about it. So there's some phases here. 57 to 60, right, when you turn your pension on and when your wife, right? So between now and 60, you guys should be stockpiling cash. I don't think I'd even put money into her retirement account anymore. You're going to hate that because it's going to, you know, you feel weird. But I think it's better to just take the money and live on the money. And then from 60 to 70, so it's like 60 to 6, so it's almost four phases, 57 to 60, then she retires, then 60 to 65, that period of time where you'll have the pension up until you get Medicare, right? 65, and then 65 to 70 is sort of another phase, and then over 70. It's weird, like once you get to 70, you guys are golden.
Yes.
It's amazing. You just have to make sure you don't plow through all of your money, but between now and then, 13 years, you know, and not spending too much money on the kids and not doing a little bit, you know, keeping the expenses. If you could do instead of 10 a month, 9 a month, 8 a month, something like that, that's even better. But I'm just saying that if you spend too much money early in your retirement, you really would put yourself at risk. And I don't want to see you guys do that because you're in good shape.
Okay.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us. Keep us posted. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right. If you are thinking about retirement, just remember, you're 57. You could live 30 or 40 more years. You could have, what does Goodman call that, Mark? He calls it 30 or 40 years of unemployment instead of saying retirement. He likes to call it unemployment. It sort of puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Anyway, if you need some help thinking about this, looks like we've had a lot of people who are reconsidering their great reassessment or great resignation. Give us a holler. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. That's jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. While you're there, please sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And if you wouldn't mind, could you leave us a rating or review with Apple? It does help us out. We really would appreciate that. Okay, and so if you wouldn't mind, do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.